And now we'll and keep you here and continue to the next item, the legislative program.
Okay. Thank Kyle and I will stay here. So again, for the record, Chad Davis, Department of Forestry. This isn't another decision item. Might be the last decision item on your agenda today. I'm not sure, but I know it is the second one that I had. And I just commented to Kyle that I'm usually not up here for decision items. I'm just the information guy, I guess.
Well, we're taking advantage of your.
Well, okay. We're going to get some things accomplished today. Is really to approve the department's legislative concepts ahead of the 2021 session. Really the only one before you this recommendation is the forest products harvest tax rate, which I think most of you are pretty familiar with. It's a pretty standard piece of legislation that the department carries forward. It's definitely standard in this building. It sometimes is not standard in the one downtown. However, the principal key component of it as it relates to the department is provides two funding sources to the end goals for the department. The component that changes every year is implementation of the Forest Practices Act, where this harvest tax rate provides 40% of the funding to implement the Forest Practices Act. So that's why I've asked Kyle to stay here. And then it also does provide funding also into the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund. However, that rate does not change on a biennial basis. It's a set rate. And so the legislation that we work with the governor's office and DASH to put forward maintains the tax rate for the Oregon Forest Land Protection Fund, and then goes in with a blank number for the component that does feed into the implementation of the Forest Practices Act. I think everybody understands why that's done. There's a technical process that the legislature goes through the department supports around looking at the forecasted harvest over the upcoming 2 years is actually how that rate eventually gets set. It does not come out of the legislative process with a blank number, I can promise you that. So, previously, we also did talk to the board about some potential legislative concepts on being advanced by the State Forest Division. At this point, we are not proposing those. The materials kind of keep those there, as was before the board in January. There were some actions and some movement on some potential mechanisms in the legislature this session. I cannot remember the bill number right offhand. I apologize about that. However, that bill did get a public hearing and was, I guess you'd say, sidelined in a positive way around with a commitment of the Senate Environment and Natural Resource Committee to have a work group to bring parties to the table, including the department, to consider that concept, but also potentially other kinds of tools and mechanisms that
Forest Trust Land.
That was the Forest Trust Land Transfer. And if I'm remembering correctly and looking over my shoulder, there was potential also in that conversation to think about other tools that Liz had talked to the board about, so the department would be an active participant in that work group, legislative work group. So the only one that we're asking for approval of today is the forest products harvest tax rate concept. Any questions?
Okay, are there questions about this? And no public comment, I think.
Okay. So the department recommends that the board approve the legislative concepts to be submitted to the Department of Administrative Services, which has to be done in April.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries unanimously.
Take
a break until 10:45.
Yep.
At which time we will
come back for the operator of the year. I think.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back at 10:45.
Well, will we be ready for that item at 10:45, or should we just take a break until 11? 10:45.